Hey, what's up, folks? Welcome to the I Believe podcast. The podcast is a biblical podcast that delivers amazing breakthroughs and some comparing real life stories from great thought leaders to just awaken you, the listeners, to your best selves. And over time, the podcast has remained dedicated to deliver, you know, these mind-nourishing conversations to just steer your faith, to share hope, and to basically inspire you to, man, infinite possibilities. On this episode, I want us to dive into exploring as to whether eulogies as we know them are only for dead people. A moment that put my life in perspective was the start of this year. You know, I lost one of my close friends. Me and her came a long way. I think 2 weeks before her death, me and her were talking. You know, she was sharing with me the stuff that she was going through and how, you know, helpless she once felt. And I remember that day I called her to just pray with her, you know what I'm saying, just to share words of hope and just to reignite the fire in her to live. And after that conversation, I think 2 days past the conversation, she called me to just appreciate the conversation that we had earlier and just the prayer session that we had together. And now she just felt the energy to leave, you know, the energy to just fight on and whatnot. And it was pretty exciting. She tells me, I would love to share my story on the podcast. And I was pretty excited because I felt our story was of great relevance and somebody was going to learn something from my story. We scheduled for a recording session. I think that was 2 weeks ahead. But before that, you know, she started telling me how she felt like the heavens were opening and they were calling her and whatnot. This friend of mine was quite spiritual, that thing that she wanna know. So she tells me about how the heavens were slowly opening and God was calling her and whatnot. You know, I didn't have much to say regarding that because I didn't understand. But one thing I appreciated about her was a connection, a relationship with God. So we were in this week that we scheduled for a recording session. And right within that week, I got a notification that she has passed. It felt like a dream. I couldn't believe it. Like, you gotta be kidding me. It's not possible. So, well, I thought it was just like a stunt or something. Like, maybe she told a friend to put out a stunt on me. You know what I mean? So, well, I didn't believe it. So, I called the gentleman. Like, yo, are y'all being serious? He tells me, yeah, she's gone. Just like that. Should eulogies only be for dead people? But the truth that you want to understand is that people out there are dying to know how they matter. Your relatives, your friends, anybody who's in your circle, they're dying just to know that they're worthy. They're dying just to know that they're loved. So I want to challenge you. Like I said, it, a passing really put life in a clear perspective for me, that I began to view relationships in a quite different way. I've learned from that experience the power of sharing your heart, your full heart, with the people that you love, with the people around you, before it's too late. I didn't feel bad because we didn't record our story. I didn't feel bad because we didn't meet to, you know, talk about our story and stuff like that. But looking back, I was able to express my love for her as a friend with my presence. I was there for her. I was there to pray with her. I was there just to check up on her, just to find out how she's doing. So I don't leave with the regret that the old recordings program wasn't fulfilled, but I look back and I said thanks to me, and I said thanks to God for giving me the grace that I was able to love my friend with my presence. I was able to remind her of how great she was. I was able to remind her of how great she had lived her life. I did my part. I gave her my eulogy. So, you don't want to sound like Shakespeare to share your full heart with the people around you. Just be you and let the truth of that moment guide you. You know, when you genuinely feel something about someone, you kind of open your mind to the heavens to fill your mind with the right words. Have you ever complimented somebody before and you're like, wow, where did that compliment come from? Where did that thought come from? That happens in moments where you are just you and you let the truth of that moment guide you and speak life in that one person. So in sharing your eulogies with the living, aim for the truth. Let authenticity and love guide you through the process. I tell you the truth, the pain of regret was be greater than the challenge of just reaching out to let the people know that you love them and that you appreciate them. And I tell you the truth, the medium through which you're going to do this does not matter. It's the doing that counts. So who's that one person in your life that you haven't expressed how grateful you are for their presence in your life? You want to do it now. Who's that one person that you've never called to just pray with them? You want to do it now. Who's the person that you've been holding a grudge against? You want to call them now and just make peace. Because I tell you the truth, the pain of regret was be greater than just embracing the humility to walk up to a person and say, you know what? I know we were wrong. I know I was wrong, but I need you to forgive me. And I want us to set this right. Who's that one person out there that you need to love with your praises? Life is short. So that one person might not actually be here tomorrow. Your dad might not actually be here next week. Your wife might not actually be with you next month. So you want to love the people in your life like it's their last time to walk the earth. You want to show care to the people around you like it's their last time walking the earth, because that could actually just be true. So ladies and gentlemen, eulogies should not only be for dead people. Let your pop read his eulogy while he's leaving. Let your mom read a eulogy while she's still breathing. Let your wife read a eulogy while she's still alive. And don't try to sound like Shakespeare like I said it. Just be you. And let the truth, let the love, let the authenticity in that moment be able to guide you. Pick up your phone, reach out to your friend, ask how they do it, ask how you can be of help, ask what they need, and just be present. Love people with your presence. Share your full heart with the world before it's too late.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.